Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Shabbos 146, continuing on the idea of serving the best. The Gemara talks about challenging a statement regarding loose figs that the permit doesn't apply. They challenge it citing a brisa that says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, a person may bring a cask of wine, sever its top with a sword, place it before his guests on the Shabbos, and he need not be concerned that he may have desecrated the Shabbos. The notes point out, even though wine obviously does not need to be cut before being served, Rashi points out, one may handle a sword to break open the top of the cask, and therefore it should also apply to break into a cask of loose figs. We talked about on yesterday's daf, the idea of making sure things are baked well, things are served well. We don't want anyone to feel, God forbid, that they're grossed out, that they vomit on any accord. But it goes even further than that. We want to make sure there's fine dining, giving them the best of the best. If you have a cask of wine or whatnot, if you're a wine connoisseur, I'm not, but if you're a drinker or whatnot, and you have such a thing in your house and you save it, you think you save it for one time in the future, many, many years, really you should break it out for your guests and give them the finest of the fine. Because just as Avraham Avinu, our forefather, who was so good at Chesed, so good at Achnasas Orchem, went above and beyond, and more Ma'at V'aseh Harbeh, he gave them so much food, even though he told them to come for a morsel of bread, he gave them top-notch catering, top-notch food, top-notch drink. So too, we should give the best of the best of the best to our guests. You have that amazing bottle of wine, you have that amazing, amazing challah you've been keeping in the freezer to use for months. Don't keep it away for months, months, months. The first chance you have, the first guests you have, give it to them. Let them enjoy, let them bask in the delight of using it the best you can. Just as the Gemara talks about this sage that ran to sever a casket, to sever the bottle, in order to serve it to his guests, he ran to do so right away, giving them the best of the best that was in his house. So too, we should make sure that not only we cook things that it's not disgusting, but Allah has kama v'kama, how much more so, kal v'chomer, we should give the best of the best, especially fine wine, fine meat, fine fish, whatever we could find, top notch, first cut brisket, first cut meat, first cut chicken, the best you could find in the store, especially for your guests, especially for your family and those around you, giving them the finest dining possible, as we learn from our forefather and from the Gemara. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 147 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T. See you.